Well, this is Mike Parker giving feedback for David Ellis. It's, you know, been interesting hearing your story, and there's a real common, you have a real common theme and heart, and I haven't seen the, what, anything you've written about your calling, but from what I can see, you're in your calling when you're helping people, whether that's through writing or whether it's revealing your story or just sharing the words that you use, are you know, calling out and finding that hidden treasure and inspiring people, delighting in what people can do, getting people released and then releasing them into something. So all those things are so similar, so common to each other. And just listening to you talk about, I mean, you're really passionate about being able to pour into people. And you seem more vulnerable, and not to be in any way judgmental, but I think you're much stronger and resilient than you recognize in yourself. Maybe a little more, and maybe it's the setting, I'm not sure. Likely, as I think about it, it likely is maybe part of the setting. I don't think you are as vulnerable as you maybe come across. And I don't mean to diminish the pain and the destruction of the enemy, and what that feels like, because your pain is your pain and your struggle is your struggle. I don't in any way mean to diminish that, but to call out the warrior. And that's really who you are. It really is. The abused kid is not who you are. The hearer of the lie is not who you are. And I get that we recognize these things cognitively, but I think that's embedded deeper in your heart than maybe you recognize, that you're stronger than you recognize, and it came out in places too, like the description of the little tree growing up in the sand dune, or the aspen that's going to have its way with life no matter what. Doesn't matter if it's fall, it's going to go. So trust in that warrior heart, trust in that basis of living in Christ, and don't give the enemy the time of day. It's obviously easier said, but just continue to live in that. Live forward. Move forward with, and the other thing that occurred is just your schedule. And I get going and doing things outside to chill out and relax and get a break. But if you're working more than a 45-hour work week, and you're taking care of your family and you're writing, that's too thin. So that would be a caution that I would see, because stay strong, stay focused. If you need to just write little bits to keep it alive, if the work thing is, but figure that out so it's a season, so that you can get a better balance. Don't don't you dare shortchange your wife or your family with being spread too thin, and you'll do well.
Thank you. Okay. All right. This is feedback for David Ellis from Mike Neal. I'm starting this off saying I'm really frustrated because there is a verse that I wanted to be able to find for you. I know it's in Isaiah somewhere. And
it's only about 65 books to read. I'm sure I'll find it.
Yeah, well, I will find it, and in future correspondence,
yes.
I will let you know what it is. But I was having a minor panic attack this morning because I couldn't find that thing, and it was heavy on my heart. I mean, it was, God was saying, make sure you give this to David, you know. And so I will. You'll get that. But I guess the place that I want to zero in on is your picture, the hidden treasures picture. This verse is speaking, in effect, to, you'll get the loosely translated version here, about God showing us treasures in hidden places and finding these things in darkness. And so when you were talking about that picture, we've discussed this a little bit before. You were describing how God has shown things to you, and now part of what you want to do is take people to these beautiful places, you know, and in so doing, this is going to stick with me for a long time. In so doing, you said, I love doing this with people, and you came over and you cradled my face and you directed my gaze in another direction. And you know a little bit about my story. It's rare that I'm comfortable with someone touching me physically. That was the least part of the impact, because your effect on me has been one of your heart reaching out, connecting with mine. And you know, we talked a little bit about you're the UPS delivery guy, and the box that you carry to the doorstep is hope. Mm. You know, and you do inspire. I'm just talking about your effect on me. I mean, you inspire me. That there is hope. You know, this feedback that you're getting now was prefaced by some pretty intense conversation, and you were able to hold up this past piece here, whether it happened like this or it happened like this, it doesn't really matter, because this is where you are now, and going forward, this is the treatment plan. Regardless of the heart attack was feigned or real, this is where you need to go. And I feel incredibly hopeful, and I feel, okay, so there's some stuff I've got to actively participate in with God, but I know that that's, I was going to say possibility, but it's an eventuality. It's just part of the next piece of the journey for me. And I can't even describe what a burden has been lifted just to feel that kind of hope. It makes me want to pursue this. I just intuitively know, okay, so there's work in front of me, but I can do this because my Father's got my back, mm-hmm. and I'm in His hands, and I'm just getting tongue-tied here because I don't know how to put words to this, David. You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy. In many ways, your smarts have kind of have worked for you sometimes to your disadvantage. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I mean that probably can be said of most of us or all of us. And yet now, you know, all of the knowledge and wisdom, I think, that God has brought you into. I just see this guy who's incredibly vulnerable and generous, and a guy whose heart really is to free up other people. Go back to some of these other pictures here. I think that the one with the guy that's hanging there, reaching down for the one in the water whose head is under the water. I can't really think of a better illustration of how you, the effect of your life has come to me. You have reached out. You know, you can't go down underneath the surface and pull me out, but man, you're at the end of your rope with your hand stretched out as far as it'll go and says and telling me, and I think to the people that in your sphere of influence who have eyes to see, I will give you everything I got. I've been where you are. Now I get to be on this end of it, and I'm happy to do this for you. Even though the rope could break, you know, but you're leaving it out there. Like you were saying to me a couple minutes ago, you are all in. It's all or it's nothing, and for you, it's all. Because the Father's got your back, too. You know? Renew. Reclaim. Deliver. Delight. I love that one. I love that one about you. It's like all of these are true. What, an illumination or illuminate? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But kind of it all starts here, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Like these are things that you do because you're so persuaded that the Father just delights in you. And I got to tell you, that's in the my current season of life, I'm encouraged and hopeful of that, but I also kind of think it's a possibility, you know, and like just the more time that I spend with you, whether we're talking about stuff of depth or, you know, whether you're getting your butt kicked playing ping pong, I mean, it's just it's a joy, you know, to get to know you, and like I'm already doing anticipatory grieving about having to be done with this time,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so you're just completely, totally all in and abandoned to God's love for you. And I think maybe that's the single most valuable thing. You got tons and tons to offer, folks. I mean, being around you is like trying to take a drink out of a fire hose. You know, I just feel like your heart has so much to offer me, and I'm in a space where, man, I could, if I could only drink that fast, or if I could only absorb all of it, you know, I would love to do that. But I just think God's love for you, and you're just solid in that, is the core to everything else that God wants to do through you, and you're pliable. You were just telling me, if God says, well, today we're doing this, then your answer is yes. And if God says, well, no, today is another day of David, I love you because you're my boy. You know, my joy and my delight is just in you. And like, okay, man, you can go through a day with that, right?
He sure can. It's a lifetime.
Right, exactly. And yet there's this peace too. And I love your authenticity. I love your transparency. But you're real candid when you made some kind of intimation or allusion to, you know, I thought this battle was over. I thought it was done. And oh, how we wish that were true. You know, I'm just I can't wait for the day when the battle is done. You know, but for now, your glory, your weightiness, your splendor, your strength, your beauty, everything that God has built into you, because you're moving into that, it's like the attack gets racked up exponentially. Because now it's not just about keeping David down. It's about keeping everybody else who he has the capacity to touch locked up too. And, you know, the enemy just cannot have David living in his full splendor and glory. You're too dangerous for that. And so if I'm the enemy, I'm throwing the frickin' kitchen sink at you, brother.
Awesome.
You're getting it all because you're a dangerous guy. The dude on the sideline, you know, the water boy. Yeah. The enemy doesn't need to pay him much attention. But you made mention to the general, and right away I'm thinking, well, this guy's like the Tom Brady of the heart. You know, this guy walks onto the field. Yeah, he's got oodles of talents. He's the GOAT, okay? Mm-hmm. But he's in charge. And, yeah, you know, we haven't played that great this whole first three quarters. But now there's 2 minutes left, and we need two scores. And they go out and do it because the general knows what to do. And he does it because he's been coached, because he's been nurtured, he's been equipped. And so you know, you are like a sharp sword in God's hand. And in one respect, I think of, you know, like stuff in Braveheart where this, you know, this hand-to-hand battle is just, it's brutal, and, you know, and you're like this, what are those long broadswords, right, you know, 5-foot blade on them or whatever. And yet there's, you have that warrior, the warrior capacity, only what you're doing is you're doing a lot of damage on the side of good, you know. But then there's this other mental picture that I get where, yes, this is a sharp sword, and you're gonna get my permission, but yeah, we're gonna cut you open. You're gonna be under anesthesia, you know. So this is painful enough, mm-hmm. but we're gonna cut you open, and we're gonna go inside the heart, because there are things in there, very delicate things, very sensitive things. But if this doesn't get taken care of, your life is going to be severely compromised. Mm. And you don't want a compromised life. You want the full life. And you want that for people. You've got a healthy taste of it for yourself. And you want that for other people, too. That's why I just want to encourage you, when you know the battle is just raging and that, you know, the kitchen sink is coming to you, all those old lies are attempting to be resurrected. Mm-hmm. Go back to what you know. Go back to the Father. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, except that in the battle, it's like instant forgetfulness.
It is.
It's like instant forgetfulness. And so the rest of us need what you got so badly. We can't afford to lose you. So make sure you're fighting for yourself, so that you can fight for others. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had another point of brilliance here, and you know how these things just evaporate.
Yeah.
You know? God, bring it back. We're biding time here while Mike remembers.
That's right. Just letting what you just said impact.
Okay. Thank you. So, what else is coming to me? And I do think Mike offered this the other day. And again, I didn't see it until he said it. But now it feels like it's important to reiterate. And that is, I don't remember how Mike said it, and I don't care to. I just want to try to get the sentiment across from me, which is, I think you're so gifted and so talented that you are able to do a lot of things. And the echo I'm getting from Mike yesterday was, maybe there are too many things. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's too much. I don't know. We haven't known each other very long. I feel like we've known each other a lot longer than we have. but maybe there's some things that God says, David, I know you can do this stuff. I mean, I gave you these skills. I gave you these gifts. I gave you, you know, every single capacity that you have. That doesn't mean I want you engaged in all of this all the time. And so, again, I'm just offering this.
Here you go, target. Keep going.
Okay, I'm just offering this because I don't know what the specifics are, but is it time to pull back? Maybe not even permanently, but is it time to pull back a little bit from some of the less central things? Part of this, I'm saying selfishly, because, like, if you're distracted with less central things than really what God's after for in and through your life during this season, I could miss out. I could miss out on something that I desperately need from you, and I. Please do not hear condemnation in that, because I don't know. I doubt very much you're more distracted than I am.
We could have a contest.
Yeah, well, you win, you can win. So in terms of specifics, can't offer anything there. I just, like... But when you look at your life, you muttered something about, well, you're kind of on target there. So I trust that God is maybe making you aware of that, and maybe even making you, putting a finger on, and this is something that, at least for a season, I'd kind of like you to step away from right now, David, because this other is more important. And maybe that's a permanent. You got to always keep this in the middle of your radar, or maybe it's a seasonal thing. Maybe some of the things that you're working on right now, God will give you the green light and say, now let's go back to that. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's zero in. Let's focus a little more. Mm-hmm. Remind me again, how much time do we get for this?
We've got 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. Okay. Well, you've got most of it. As a former preacher, I don't want to speak just to fill time. I'm happy to turn this back on if in subsequent dialogue there's something that I feel like you need to still hear and take with you for the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
You're very welcome, David. Thank you. Stop.
Stop. Yeah.